Hi, David. What do you think? I'm playing around with creating my new podcast studio. And I have
be honest with you.
Yeah, what do you think?
First of all,
it's too weird.
How do you know I like this one the best?
Really? Stop it, because yes. I was going to make this the Sarah Fraser Show background and put up a few shelves, put up a little greenery. I'm just worried about...
Okay, I have a couple things to say.
Okay, what?
Is this a fake background you have?
No, it's on peel and stick wallpaper.
Does that really work, though? Because I almost did that where I am, to be honest with you. I almost did that, but I have this lovely pink, and people are expecting the pink, but I almost did a peel and stick wallpaper.
Yes.
I'll be honest.
I love it. It
comes off that easily?
It comes off easily. It doesn't damage your walls. I will say this. The only thing is, like, sometimes it's a two-person job because it is so sticky. So you'll get it going, and then it will start crumpling. And so—
No thanks.
But it really isn't, like, I'm not a home decor gal, and, like, it's not that hard. You know what I mean? Like, you could do it, and it does look really good.
It does, and I literally had so, I was going to do gray and pink flamingos here, but this pink background kind of served that purpose, and it was just like, we're going, guys, because I'm going to be in the Hamptons all summer. Like, this is where it is.
Okay, but, I love.
By the way, people loved when we read our hate tweets last week, so you got to find more.
I will find more.
It became a thing. People slipped into the DMs, and they loved the hate tweets.
Next week, I feel like we could start the show. Like, that could be our thing, the show.
Could this be our new thing?
Yeah. And we'll just read the hate every single week. Because, we now have it on your YouTube channel. We have it in the comments of our Instagram pages. Because I trolled you this week, and I said, in honor of our mean tweets— your podcast is not as good as Teddy's. Stop reading so many commercials. And
I thank you for the hate, Sarah. Now, I have to say, yes, that's a good point. Please keep looking at the Behind the Velvet Rope YouTube channel, because we do get hate there. Instagram is really, I think it's where all these lovely listeners actually are, because I don't get a lot of hate on Instagram. Twitter, apparently, according to you, I get a lot of hate, and I don't follow that. And on, let me tell you, on our YouTube channel, people are just messier on YouTube. You found something?
But there's so many. I mean, where do you want to even start with YouTube? There's so many. I mean, people are discussing our credibility about the NeNe leaks, lawsuit. You guys didn't even read the court documents.
Is this new? Is this from last week? Because the week before, some girl, I don't know who she is, basically, not in so many words, accused me of racism and went back and forth with me like 300 times. I just get in a mood where I'm like, I'm going to answer you. And I'm like, again, there's nothing you can say that's going to get to me. You are wasting your time. Whatever it is, you're not going to cut deep. But she accused me of being racist, not in so many words. Probably both of us, but I think particularly me.
I'm looking at them. I mean, most people in the comments on our NeNe discussion are against NeNe. And then we did receive one from Craig's World. Love you guys. I'm just telling you, as a Black person who isn't all into race, but these comments are deeply offensive, meaning the ones that Kim Zolciak allegedly made against NeNe. And we get mad at our own when we use certain comments like roach, nest, and the N-word. Totally agree.
I get it. I don't know where you and I turned into racist. I think this person was trying. First of all, we have never spoken. I mean, at least as far as I'm concerned, yay or nay, NeNe's lawsuit. I've said a million times, if someone is truly wronged and truly feels discriminated against, that's a cause of action.
Oh, 100%.
Please don't take away from the other side of it. Person who's accusing me of being racist, that it's not that far-fetched for any lawsuit for someone to say, you want fucking money, period, the end. That is the real fucking world. These things are all, I mean, especially the N-word, but I mean, these other things, whether there's a validity to the lawsuit or not, I mean, even the thing about the swimming pool is a negative stereotype when she says, why does Candy need a swimming pool? I mean, these things would never, it's just shocking how, and this is nothing to do with NeNe or Kim. I say this all the time. If you have to think twice about something, you just don't say it.
Totally.
It's even to me, and you say it in a way, like even like when Andy said to Sierra, like, you're a nurse and you look like this, and he offended the nurse community. Look, I think the whole world is too fucking serious about everything in life. Again, nothing offends me. But even that, it's like, I would never even say something like that. You just, guys, my best advice. It's sad. It's sad that this is the world we live in, but you just don't say it. It's offensive. So, I mean, I get it, but look, Nene's got a lawsuit, and whether it's valid or not, I don't know. But
and I think people need to understand, you and I are just, and what I asked you is, as an attorney, okay, all the things, I'm with you. I think we should make it very clear to our listeners what Kim Zolciak allegedly said, and anyone using the N-word on a set is completely racist and wrong.
And this isn't like a mea culpa, like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. No, like, I'm not nervous at all.
No.
Because we didn't, I mean, no, you know, we and it was one fucking person, Kim. And I told her off, and she was like, apparently,
you did.
She's like, I told her off. Apparently, there's text out there that we have access to, and she was quoting the specific text that apparently Bravo said to her. They're like, these are so racist. Well, send me all those texts, honey. But go on. I didn't mean to cut you off. And then I want to talk about the big attorney that Nene hired.
Well, I just want to say, because I do think people, you know, in the comments were kind of like, oh, you guys seem like you're not understanding how offensive this is. No, we get it. What I'm saying is how... That could all be true, but how do you prove it? Like, I'm just saying, like, that's what I was asking you as an attorney. You can allege these things have happened. Like, we talked about Ebony saying that Ramona said that comment about Black people. That is incredibly offensive. But how do you prove it? That's what I was just asking. It's not that those things aren't awful. And it's like, there's so many layers to this Nene case and lawsuit, including like Candy Burris, what Candy has to say about it. You know, Nene now coming out saying she was blacklisted, telling TMZ that. So that's all we were debating, is Nene may very well, like you and I've said, get your money. Like, you very well might have a case. Can you prove it? That's all. And like I just said, my curiosity with this is like, why isn't she suing Kim too, even though Kim is named so much in it? I don't know. That to me, it's just fascinating. That's all.
It's fascinating. And like, I never want to comment. I don't think, you know, as a white man, I have like really, it's not up to me to comment, nor do I want to comment, nor have I ever commented about these things. I'm not talking about politics or race on this show. When Judy Gold bashed Trump on this show, I didn't say anything. When Kelly and Rick bashed the other side, I didn't say anything. Either way, bash Trump, love Trump. I'm not commenting. Okay.
Right.
Race, I'm not commenting. COVID, wear a mask, or I'm not commenting. And by the way, it is Ebony Williams, I refer to this every time on this show, that has said, we as a society, race, politics, Republican or Democrat, pro or anti-Trump and the regime and COVID are three separate things. Of course, there are normally lines that go, they're three separate things. So nobody's going to get me. There's no aha moment person, because I ain't going there. And we do not tune into this podcast to be brought down with real life shit. God, Sarah, how did you get this? But the point that we want to make is Nene has. So please, let's start by talking about our hate every week. I actually like that idea.
Okay, I'm fine with it.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, and I I'm with you. It doesn't bother me. I mean, we have opinions. People can have opinions right back. And then David will ream you out. Okay, keep going.
But so let's talk about the attorney. So she has this new attorney.
All right. Yeah. Maybe? So, I mean, I'm curious. I mean, there's a lot more coming out about this. But anyway, she, you know, this week, and the judge did approve this, Nene's got a new attorney, David Derubaterris. Oh, God. I'm going to kill it. Derubaterris, who represented comedian Monique when she sued Netflix for unequal pay. We probably all remember that story several years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course, This lawsuit is against NBC, True Entertainment, Truly Original Productions, Andy Cohen. So Judge Thrash has approved David's addition to Nene's team, as she'll be represented by a Georgia attorney, Joseph Habashi, in court papers. And now David is being added to it. You know, it appears that David is most comfortable in this class action arena and, you know, is used to celebrity clients, reportedly. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. I'm just curious. It's going to be really good. Anyway.
Listen, yeah, so she's hired him. I still Wow. And we still have the name checks of Ramona and all the others. So, okay. So listen, we're going to stay tuned and we'll see it's what happens. And it's a long road, guys.
It's a long road. And you know, I mean, I think it's interesting too, although I'm not shocked because a lot of the other women they're not going to comment. But, you know, Candy Burris was asked to comment about Nene's lawsuit this week. She has nothing to say. You know, I don't think it's any secret. Candy and Nene do not get along. Candy has said she hasn't spoken to Nene now in a couple of years. They don't keep up. And, you know, Candy's come out and said that Nene used a racial slur against Candy. So I don't know how this is all going to play in.
Wait, slow down. What was that last part? So Candy says that Nene used a racial slur against her?
Absolutely. It's, I'm not going to repeat it. It's, you can Google it. It's the C word. And Candy says that Nene has used that word against her. Candy also now isn't speaking out about the lawsuit, but in the past has said, and all this is a New York Post article, has basically said that Nene can't be bragging as being the highest paid employee of Bravo and then also saying that Bravo treats her like shit and discriminates against her. That was an old quote.
Listen, that's all we're saying. There's a lot of holes in this. Also, you know the problem I have?
What's that?
Well, not the problem. I think the weakest claim is this is the entertainment business, guys. I fucking have Bravo for you 4 days a week. I take one day off and we have a legend and people say, when it's been so long since you had a Bravo guest. It's been 24 hours, you asshole. So the entertainment business is up and down. You can never rest on your laurels. In today, out tomorrow, according to Tim Gunn. So I do think it's a really hard case when Nene says, I'm blacklisted in the industry and I was on Fashion Police and I was working for Ryan Murphy, the new normal, and this and that. And then the opportunities went away because Bravo blacklisted me. Listen, that's a case. That is a great fucking case. You will win money if you can prove it. I find that is not easily prove it. Your opportunities are over. I mean, do you remember Ashley Parker Angel from O-Town? Do you remember, I mean, how many people used to be on the top? I mean, Paula Abdul used to sell out stadiums. We love Paula. She's a fucking legend. Now she's, you know, I mean, I, you know what I'm saying? Like, am I making any sense?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think like the fact that you're not on Fashion Police, which is canceled, that you're not working for Ryan Murphy, there's no fucking part for you. I think that is a great case, great smart lawyers. I don't see how you're going to prove that your opportunities went away because somebody blacklisted you. Unless, listen, again, show me the emails, show me the texts, show me the receipts, and great.
Because she says,
give her the money.
Nene is alleging that behind the scenes, these executives were threatening her, were talking to other executives, and basically were getting her blacklisted. Is really what she's claiming. See, now that part of it I thought was interesting, the timeline, because I was like, oh, it is. Like, why did that Ryan Murphy role stop? And now Fashion Police, I you know, a lot's going on with E! We've talked about the E! Network a lot on this show. You know, they're struggling. So I guess, you know, you could say their programming was done. But I did think, why did her Ryan Murphy role end? Do we know?
Well, she was on Glee. Unfortunately, that show went away. I had Fortune Feimster on the podcast. She said she was on the last season as a guest. And she said, I looked around and I could have like written my own lines. I could have showed up naked and said whatever I wanted because like Leah Michelle in the corner was checked out and this one was checked out. She's like, they just dialed, no shade. She was like, at the last season, these people were like just running their lines and giving my opinion. So
that used,
I mean,
to be the greatest show.
Glee went away.
I loved it so much. Yeah.
And she was on The New Normal and that show was canceled. So, you know, I mean, listen, why hasn't Ryan Murphy given a part to Christopher Gorham from Popular? Why hasn't he given a part to Leslie Bibb? Popular was a great show. WB, look it up, kids. He hired Leslie Grossman. I mean, people don't get hired all the time from their friends. And so, I mean, what, Ryan Murphy should write a part for Nene Leakes? Do I think Nene would be amazing on American Horror Story? Yeah. Can I see her being some evil, sick motherfucker? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I think short of emails and real proof that people sabotaged you, I don't know.
I know. I know. And it is the entertainment business. It is the entertainment business. When I got my first serious radio job in DC on the Kane show, all of my coworkers, well, not all of my coworkers, but Kane and some other people at the station said, "Now, congrats. It's not show friends, it's show
It's all
business."
name. It's true.
And you know what? At first I was like, "Oh my God, that's so awful. How could they say that to me?" And now going along, I'm like, "Oh no, it's 100% show business." And hopefully you make a few friends along the way, but it's show business at the end of the day.
Show business.
Show
And I
biz.
mean, I could go on from this podcast alone that
And it's
the
just
stories I have where it's like you're my best friend until like your episode isn't out on time and this and that. It's like fuck off. Anyway, moving on for a minute from Atlanta,
Okay.
do you want to talk about what do you know about this Erika Jayne? Listen, Beverly Hills is back, guys. What do you know about this Erika Jayne returned? The earrings are, do you have any information on these
Well,
earrings?
yeah, they're gorgeous. They're beautiful diamond earrings, supposedly
Those are
valued
the
at
ones that are worth like 750, right? Okay.
$750,000. And you know, I think initially Erica was not planning to give up anything. You know,
Doesn't seem like it.
whatever she walked out of that house with, you know, she was gonna keep. Now, it's a turn of events. It's essentially from her attorneys that they are working with the victims of the, you know, the families of the victims, and they're working towards a settlement. And Erica has voluntarily put these earrings, these diamond earrings, in a safety deposit box. They will remain there until they are appraised, and then the money is supposedly going to go back to the victims. Now, this is all from, do you follow that Ronald Richards attorney? He sort of made it his mission to come for Erica. Erica's alleged that he tried to blackmail her. You know, he's the one kind of putting out updates on this, by the way.
Yes, he is. Well, here's my question. So Erica's now taken the earrings and they're in a safety deposit box. What? And they're going to ultimately be sold at auction and the proceeds are going to go to the victims. Is that what's happening?
Yes. So it sounds like, according to documents, this was from Radar, Erica has struck a deal with the trustees. The issue came down to a pair of earrings that Tom allegedly purchased for Erica with the stolen money in 2007 for $1.4 million. The documents showed that Erica will now turn over the jewelry that was hold that she was holding in order to help pay the victims. The outlet shared that both Erica and the trustees confirmed their arrangement with the judge, explaining the earrings will be kept in a safety deposit box as they wait to have them appraised. There you go.
Okay, well, I just can't help but think my
What?
first question, what? I mean, the key word there is Erica struck a negotiation. How? Why? How did this come about? Because Miss Jane, who on the trailer says it's all about me, and I mean, she's come out and said in the past that I will never give up these earrings. Why should I ever give anything up? I will never give up anything. It's not my problem. I didn't do this. I mean, she didn't just listen. Erica did not wake up in the middle of the night and say, "I can't sleep. I just still can't sleep. And the Xanax has
Oh,
worn off and I feel bad."
I think Erica
Something
sleeps
happened.
just fine. I think what's happened is the attorney fees that Erica is now paying out of her money from that she's making from Housewives, that she's making online, that she's, you know, appearances, I think, for Erica. I don't see a lot of them, so that's probably drying up. I think Erica is looking at the attorney bills and going, "I cannot keep up this, you know, five-star lawyer team now that I don't have the money from Tom. So we have to have an end date in sight. Like one more year of this, maybe I can afford another $800,000 in attorney fees, but that's like it." So I think, you know, Erica has said, "What is it going to take to start getting the heat off me? To start, you know, I can't keep, I mean, everybody, I don't care if you don't have a budget. At some point, you're on a budget. You know, everybody has one."
Listen, the person who wins a lawsuit is either the person who has a contingent attorney and has a real case, like Nene might have a contingent attorney, or the person with more money. Period. The end.
It's so
I
true.
mean, you can hire. Listen, I've sued people. I've never been sued. I've sued people. The last person that went against me in business in the podcast world, I had to destroy, unfortunately, because I mean, you can't come fuck with me. I mean, I will destroy you. I've made that clear. We're all con here, guys. Love everybody, but don't come at me in a business sense. I will fucking destroy you. It's very simple. Love you. Let's have
I
breakfast.
love
I will
you.
destroy you. So the last woman that came at me with a podcast issue, I had to destroy and run out of the biz. But you know, why? Like, how did someone who said I will never pay a penny, like, right, she must be feeling the pinch. And
Totally.
so this isn't like, let's not, I'm not coming for Erica. Let's not feel like this is a business move, but something had to, you know? So, right, Ronald Richards, and yes, there's all that. Like, I think her troubles are far from over, but wow. So,
But
okay,
I
that's a
think this
good
is a
thing.
good, I mean, to me, if you are having financial issues or, you know, you're not no longer getting booked on appearances outside of the Housewives franchise, this is a good way to start ending it. It looks like a goodwill gesture of, hey, I've reconsidered, you know, here, these are going to probably bring in $1 million. You know, that goes towards the victims. They're finally going to get paid some, you know, I mean, I'm sure they're getting paid stuff now to some degree, but, I mean, I think you can only take a hard line if you've, like you said, you have a shit ton of money. And I don't think Erica, I mean, she's got good money. I mean, like we've talked, you know, Andy said on the last reunion, I know what you make. I mean, you know, she makes good money. But good money, you know, I mean, when you're paying an attorney team, it don't go far.
Listen, these legal fees, I always,
They're
it's true. Who,
crazy.
the only person who wins with a lawsuit is the lawyers. The
I know.
times,
I know.
listen, the times, like, believe it or not, I have no emotions in business. The times I've sued people, I've gone to lawyers and they've said, no, get over yourself. And then eventually when you go to the lawyer and they're like, huh, we're going to sue this person for you. You're like, I always know that I can win because I'm told no. So when I'm told no, you're going to spend this much money and this is your thing, it's not happening. When I go to a lawyer and they're like, we're going to sue this person, I never worry again. I'm like, I'm going to win because you've told me no 17 times.
Yeah. So there has to
So,
be a good reason you think a
right.
yes.
And so when
Yes.
they're like, and I'm one of those, like, are you sure? We're 3 weeks into this. Are you sure? Listen, when the law's on your side, the law's on your side. That's all we're saying about Nini. That's how lawyers think. There's no emotion. There's no Nini, leaks, leaks, leaks. Do
Well,
you
I
have
mean,
proof? And do you have a case? And if so, you deserve the money if this happened. If not,
I think,
we're
but I'm.
wasting everyone's time, man.
I think Nini now does have a case. I mean, if she's bringing on the guy who got some sort of settlement for Monique from Netflix,
Oh,
I
this
mean,
is.
he must see everything and think there is something there. Don't you think? I mean, I don't think he'd be involved at
I mean, that's the
all.
thing. We don't. Could you listen? Here's the thing. I mean, and just imagine if someone went, I don't care how careful you are. If someone went to all of us right now and pulled up every text, every email from the past 10 years that we have ever sent, there's, I mean, do you know what you're positive you didn't say anything that bad? And I mean, I guarantee you, my phone's full of shit that people would be like, you said what?
I
I
know.
mean, this is
I
just being a
know.
human being. I mean,
Yeah.
but okay, so good for Erica. I can't wait for the new season and good for the earrings. I have something breaking that I want to share with you.
Oh, okay. Dish, dish.
Well, you know how last, I'm just literally it popped up. You know how last week you talked about the person who had, this may be nothing. I'm reading this in real time. The
Okay.
person who was on the plane with Michael
Yes,
Darby.
yes.
Well, here we have an Instagram follower that you might know too, Sarah Longo, little Sarah Lou. Well, this is your big day, little Sarah Lou. I mean, I don't mean that. But little Sarah Lou says, my hubby and I met them, meaning Michael and Ashley Darby. She's commenting on our post. Sorry, everyone, that I'm answering posts like 7 weeks later. My hubby and I met, this might be nothing, guys. I'm reading this story in real time. My hubby and I met them on our honeymoon, January 2015, before RHOP was created, on Hamilton Island in Australia. Ooh, on a scuba
Okay.
diving boat trip. We definitely came away with the impression that he was a very wealthy and successful businessman, and she was his young, beautiful bride. Can't even imagine how old Ashley was in 2015. They were both super friendly, down to earth, and seemed very happy together. Ashley was telling us this was her first time scuba diving after just finishing her scuba diving certifications, which Michael had got her for. So they could, oh, he got her for scuba diving. This is great. We chit-chatted, blah, blah, blah. Vacation. She told us about all of the other trips Michael taken her on since. Okay, so she was happy about all these trips. Obviously, he was quite a bit older. He was very physically fit, I'd like to see those pictures of Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Yep. Judging from our conversation, he had a lot of energy for activities, sports, and travel. And Ashley shared her enthusiasm in all those things. Seemed like they had a lot in common and a lot of fun together. When I first saw the announcement about RHAP coming on a new show, I saw Ashley's. I knew it was her. The mention of her, they mentioned her Australian husband, jog my memory. I loved watching them on the show. And I'm super interesting. Okay, so no drama. Sorry. But we love you, Sarah Lou. And I thought I had a story there. So Sarah Lou was on.
Okay, Sarah Lou. Well, that's good. They were hot.
Exactly.
They were out in Australia. You know, Michael may have a ton of money. We don't know. Nothing's been disclosed really yet. All right. I like it. There you go.
We like it.
I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schwann has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. And now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome. Has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Quick pause to thank some of our amazing sponsors like ZocDoc. Have you downloaded or gone to the ZocDoc.com/TSFS website? Go there. You can find a doctor in your area that takes your insurance with 5-star reviews. Don't you love searching reviews? I do. I mean, they say a lot when you see a restaurant, when you see a doctor, when you see a business with 4.5, 5-star reviews, and many of them, you know you're in good hands. With ZocDoc, they help you find every doctor under the sun. Dentists, from geriatric doctors, or geriatrician. No, I think it's like a geriatric doctor. Anyway, you know, a doctor for older people like my mom needs. Okay, I'm currently searching for that for Maine. You can search by zip code, you can read other reviews, and you can find out if they take your insurance. Go to ZocDoc.com/TSFS today. You can download the app or you can go to the website and it's totally free. But please use my code. ZocDoc wants to hear from the Sarah Fraser Show fans. They want to know if you like their product. So please use it and let me know when you download or use ZocDoc.com/TSFS. Nutrafol. Have you heard of Nutrafol? They're brand new to the podcast, and I have been taking their supplement, and I have to tell you, I love it. Now, their supplement kind of tastes like a turmeric pill. I take it with food, and then, you know, I don't have any issues with it. I like it. It's very easy to take. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve your hair health, growth, and thickness, as well as visible scalp coverage for both men and women. That's right. They have a supplement for men and a supplement for women. When you go to their website, you can pick from both and you can use my code. Nutrafol is also trusted and recommended by more than 3,000 top doctors. 80 million men and women in the U.S. experience thinning hair, yet it's still not openly talked about, which can make it and make going through it very difficult and stressful. I've been using it and I've been noticing my hair has been growing longer. My hair has been growing thicker for years, but it hasn't been growing longer since being pregnant. And of course, having KJ and then having a miscarriage, you know, in reverse order, but you get the point. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show, The Sarah Fraser Show, by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code TSFS to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is the best offer anywhere available to U.S. customers only for a very limited time. Plus free shipping on every single order. Yes, please. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com. That's spelled Nutrafol.com. And the promo code is TSFS.
Have you seen the gold that is lurking online?
What?
There's a gentleman, this just happened in a parking lot. Go and Google it. And he parked his car. And the person next to him parked a little bit over the line. Okay. So imagine you go into a crowded supermarket and the person next to you parks a little bit over the line. And guess who the person was that parked a little bit over the line?
Oh my God. This is so great. You sent me this video.
Are you sitting down? Miss Danielle, stop. No, I have to tell you, I am not joking. When I say I've been worried about my girl, Danielle, she
really, why?
Excuse me. And having a rest. Well, like when she was living in Englewood with Marty, I would say to Margaret, like, you hate her. You guys don't like each other. Do you see her at the Starbucks? Because every time I'm in Englewood and I don't even call you Margaret, I see you in the Starbucks. Marge Senior, do you see? Nobody was seeing Danielle for a long time.
Ooh.
And I mean, like there was no Danielle sighting. Now I don't follow her social media. I wonder if she blocked me actually, because I'm friends with Margaret, but I'm just happy to see that Danielle is alive and well. I don't really have an issue with Danielle. I kind of have a soft spot in my heart for her, but I am loyal to my friend Margaret. So let's just see. I bet you this bitch blocked me. Do you spell Danielle with two Danielle stars?
Oh, is it G-A-N-I-E-L-L-E?
Oh, wow. She didn't block me. I'm okay. Shocked. Let me see if she blocked my personal.
So wait a minute. Yes. But let's go back a second. What's your theory on where she is or what's been happening? Or what's anyone's theory? Because she has been relatively quiet. You haven't even heard any quotes really from this season or anything.
Well, first of all, let me just tell you, one of the best, if not the best producer in reality TV history, Mr. Carlos King, the person responsible for NeNe Leakes, he did his top 10 list of the most just like infamous housewives of all time. And I would like to tell you, Teresa's number 3 and Miss Staub is number 10. And Danielle really, because he's like, listen, and it's true. If you think about it, season 1, New Jersey, it wasn't about Teresa. It wasn't about Teresa and her not wanting to sit on a dirty toilet. It was kind of about the Manzos. It was really about Danielle. Everyone in town talking about Danielle, 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 Danielle. Now, the table flip changed everything, but the table flip happened because of Danielle. Like, we have Teresa Giudice because Danielle passed the ball. And Teresa caught it and made the shot. Oh my God, I am butch. I am really shocked that I just made that analogy. But it's true.
Butch. Oh my God, I love it. Wow. That's interesting about Danielle. And you're right, Danielle is a classic.
But Margaret just said on my podcast, I mean, so I'm not talking out of tune. If you ask Margaret, like, who is the real person that you just want to not associate with? Is it Danielle? Because you had problems with her. Is it Teresa currently? Or is it Jennifer? Or is it the Sigster? It goes back. The Sigster is the one that she finds absolutely vile. Really? Because Siggy, said, and she just said this, and Siggy said she was anti-Semitic, and she's like, that's what I take very seriously.
Yeah, I understand.
So
that,
it
yeah.
really is the Sigster, mind you. I'm going to spare everybody the details, but there was a crucial moment. When I tell you that I'm caught between two housewives all the time and nobody believes me.
I know.
But I had to distance myself from Danielle. But deep down, I personally have nothing against her.
You love a Danielle. There, yeah, yeah.
There's a part of me that has a soft spot for Danielle Staub. There is. There really is.
I think that's honest. But I like that.
I mean, I, you know, am with Margaret in life as a family member and Margaret Senior, but there is, I personally have nothing against.
Sure, Danielle. Life. Okay.
And there's something. This, anyone that has not seen this video, oh, because he's like, you fucking crazy bitch. And she's like, excuse me? He had his phone out. I don't know if he knew it was Danielle Staub. I don't think he did.
I don't think he did.
Who the fuck are you calling a crazy? It's like, this is real life, Danielle. And she's like, huh? And then he's like, oh, and then she's like, then she took out her phone. She's like, where's your fucking mask? And he's like, it's outside, you dumb fucking bitch. And he's like, what are you, a fucking liberal? And she's like, excuse me? They start fighting about politics. They fight about, he's like, I'm just going to take a video of the car again, because when this dumb bitch calls the police, I want everyone to see that this bitch parked over. She's like, excuse me? Did you just call me a bitch? And he's like, I'll call you a fucking see you next Tuesday, you dumb bitch. And it is truly Danielle. So he doesn't know that this is our Danielle. So everybody, please stop what you're doing and please
go
Google.
Watch.
It is better than, it's almost better than the New Jersey reunion.
Oh God,
it's just like a random New Jersey parking lot at a Stop and Shop, and Danielle Staub parked over the line. And let me tell you, if you haven't seen it, everyone in Australia that's listening, England, like, please Google. I'm going to try to find it and share it. But this is literally, and somebody's like, oh my God, we found our Danielle. And he posted it on TikTok. And then she gets out her phone. She's like, look at this motherfucker who's trying to mass shame me. It was like, oh my God, our Danielle is alive and well.
Perfect.
Okay, moving on. Oh, should we talk about this ridiculous rumor that we heard? We talk about like rumors. The rumor that Ramona Singer knows that her time has come on The Real Housewives of New York and isn't even angling to be on the reboot show, which, mind you, she probably will be on the OG show if it ever happens. And that her new goal in life is to have her $8 million summer house used in the Hamptons, which I'm leaving for the Hamptons in about a week, sweetheart. So I'm
going to
be right down the street from Miss Ramona for 6 months. 6 months. Calling out Long Island. Yeah, I'm going to the Hamptons for 6 months.
Oh, my God.
I know.
David.
But listen, I'm a fancy girl, sweetheart.
You are. 6 months, honey. That you are taking up residency for show.
I'm taking up a residency right down the street from the one, the only, Countess Cabaret Luann. I already told this
you'll be
bitch.
Running into
She's
Luann.
Like, oh, we're going to have a fosé. Oh, yeah. We're going to have a fosé party. I'm like, Luann, you better invite me or I'm going to get pissed. Although, mind you, I'd be happy to never go to any event ever again with a housewife and just do my job.
I know.
But Ramona, the rumor is, which is so ridiculous, wants to take her $8 million Hamptons house and use it for the summer house. They can save the money, guys. They don't have to rent a Hamptons. And let me tell you, a Hamptons house, this isn't a humble brag. It ain't cheap. It's actually, David, you're a fucking moron for taking a house. This shit's really expensive. She wants them not to rent, and she wants the kids to be in the house, and she wants to be the Lisa Vanderpump, Candy Burris mother figure. And wait, so she wants to be the mother hen of summer house, and she wants a new summer house resident, the one and only Miss Avery Singer. Drop the mic. That is the rumor. And she's understands. She sees the writing on the wall. Now, here's the thing.
Do
about
you believe
Ramona.
Any of that?
A, I don't believe it. B, the thing about Ramona, because I've been with her and with people. Ramona, whereas I tell you, these housewives are clueless. And when the curtain is pulled out from under them, I could see why Jackie would be shocked, because I didn't really see that coming. Again, I stand by everything I said in retrospect. But Ramona's actually, I have to give her credit. She's good at knowing what how to play the show. She is. There's a reason she stayed on. She was great at the game. She got it. She got it. So she's pretty good. Like what she said, nope, that person's not coming back. That one's fired. I'm going to be okay next year. She's usually right, I have to say. And Ramona, to everyone's point, last season 13 was the first time I heard her. Through all my sources, because unlike gossip, I only say something when it's real. That's the first time I heard her say, I don't know about season 14 for Ramona Singer. So she was worried for the first time. All those other rumors, racist, she was like, you can all talk because I ain't going nowhere. And she knew this season she was worried. So she's been right like every time. I think she's smart enough to know that, first of all, this will never happen. I mean, Summer House, despite the fact that the ratings are a certain number that are not blockbuster, the show is relatively cheap to produce and it makes, it's doing so fine. Cheap. So they don't need Ramona. The formula is working. This isn't a broken show. Second of all, Bravo does not jump the shark. I mean, Craig and Paige, well, that's like a real life thing. Yes, we had Winter House because of COVID, but that's a whole new show. We don't jump the shark. So this would never happen. They would never do this show. It would never be greenlit in a million years. If Avery wants to go on her own and apply to be on Summer House and she has a legitimate connection to Paige or Carl or she works with Kyle, I mean, I don't see a connection. If she's best friends with Maya every weekend having drinks. Last I heard, Avery moved to Chicago. That's just start back, first of all. So
yeah,
I do not believe it.
I don't see that one either. Yeah, no. I don't see that one either because I do agree with you. I mean, Ramona is a huge fan favorite. She's coming back if they do an OG show. And if not, don't you think, I mean, Ultimate Girls Trip season 2, we know the cast now. But I mean, I don't think we're done seeing Ramona on a Bravo show. Like maybe she has a year off, but I think Ramona's coming back.
I think so too.
Yeah, but not in that regard. I agree. I don't even pay any attention. I think so too.
And she's not coming back for Roni. It will be for the OG show. And I don't really think that they're going to listen. Alex McCord is not interested in the reboot. I mean, at that point, why get the whole first year cast just minus Alex? Because I really do think Kelly Ben Simone will be part of it. And I really do think Dorinda will be part of it. And I really don't think Sonya will be. Not the first year. I don't.
I can
I
see
stand
that.
By. I think it's going to be Jill, Ramona, Luann, Dorinda, Kelly Ben Simone. And maybe,
I don't hate it.
Maybe if you, okay, that's five. Wait, is that five?
Yeah.
Jill, Ramona, Luann, Kelly, and Dorinda. Okay, well, then I guess maybe you would throw in Sonya next, right? Am I forgetting anyone? Carol ain't going to be in
I know.
It.
Carol's not Kristen back. Tatum Bethany's not back. You know, I always liked Barbara. I feel like there was more to Barbara, but maybe not really.
Barbara's not coming into it as of. And let me tell you, I actually think Heather Halla, who I love, would have been in it, except not her own fault. I think that her going back and being tainted with last season and that whole thing that happened, I don't think Heather's not getting it. I think she could have before this whole little thing. No shade. That's just the way life works in the business, right?
Sure.
You take a job, you know. So I don't think it's going to be her. It's definitely going to be Ben Simone. She's going to have a chance to redeem herself.
Kelly Ben Simone has done a great job of staying relevant in the, you know, in the New York Post, being out and about in New York City.
You know what?
You
want to know something?
What?
About Kelly
give me
Ben
the Simone? Give me the Kelly Ben Simone tea. I saw Kelly Ben Simone out on the streets years ago.
Gorgeous.
She is. She's stunning. She's one of those people. I mean, she's very tall. She's thin. She's model like. And she, you know, when she's on the street walking at you, everyone looks. Everybody's like, well, who's that? And then instantly, I was like, oh, Kelly Ben Simone. Yeah. She does. She's got a star power. Yeah.
And I love her, but oh my God, the comments. Like people, I would say, you know, one day we should do a show of like, based on my research and who do we think are the top 10 hated housewives? Not,
there's
not
our episode
what
next
we
week.
Think, right. Not what we think, but just who do we think are just the top 10? Kelly Ben Simone, let me tell you, got so much hate on this show.
And really?
I thought I was asking her questions. She was answering. I had such a, people were like, you are an enabler. You are a sick man. You are feeding into her delusion. You are like laughing
Excuse
behind
me?
Her back. I'm like, I'm having a great chat with Kelly Ben Simone people. Nope. People do not. They're not over Scary Island. So Kelly has nothing to lose in coming back to Roni. Like, she has everything to gain in the public's eye because people legitimately, now whether she can do that or not, I mean, if she doubles down on jelly beans and go to bed and crazy little stories, but I really think Kelly is, to me, one of the most misunderstood housewives. Ooh. Maybe that could be, like, I think she's, so I think juicy. She's so misunderstood. I think she's working. She's a real estate, I mean, she's, give the woman some break, and she's, okay. She doesn't sit around like some of these people and talk about housewives 24/7. Yeah. When she's on my podcast, she does. I am sure Kelly Bensimo would like to never have a question about Scary Island ever again. She's kind enough to answer two or three questions that I asked her, which she could easily say, I'm not doing this interview. No more. I don't want it.
And yeah. Okay. I mean, you know, thank you for that, because I didn't think that way about her. Also, by the way, you know who we left out is Tinsley. Don't we feel like Tins will be back? I mean, I do love my Tins. I do love my Tins.
I think Tins, I don't know.
Oh my God. Maybe Ava Drescher. Do we feel like Ava would be? Aviva Drescher.
I love Aviva.
I know. I love me some Aviva too. Like Aviva back. Oh my God. Tins. I do love Tins. I miss Tins.
I forgot about the Tins. I think it's Sonia or Tins. I think Sonia is more iconic as a housewife.
Definitely.
Let's just see where we are. Let's see where we are.
But Tinsley, yeah. We'll see where we are. I mean, Tinsley, I think, brings Dale. You know, she's obviously not with Scott. You know, they've been back and forth and back and forth. You know, we want Tinsley to use those eggs that she's been freezing. You know, we want her to find love. I mean, I don't know. I do love myself.
Listen, I've said it before. This is the best thing that's ever happened to, like, a Jill Zarin.
Oh, like, the best. I know. She's loving it.